Imagine Warren Buffett acquiring a company. No aggressive haggling, just a fair offer within 5 to 10% of his final price. Meanwhile, in Tanzania, tribal elders settle disputes under shade trees with a process called talking to the mountain, opening with exaggerated demands to establish boundaries. Despite vast cultural differences, both approaches follow universal patterns that can be mastered. This is the essence of negotiation, a human dance that follows predictable steps regardless of setting: preparation, information exchange, explicit bargaining, and commitment. G. Richard Schell's Bargaining for Advantage has become required reading at top business schools worldwide, training everyone from FBI hostage negotiators to Fortune 500 executives. The book reveals that negotiation isn't about aggression or trickery. It's about understanding human psychology and leveraging universal principles to create mutually beneficial outcomes. Your personality shapes your negotiation style, as shown by contrasting examples. Warner Communications' Steve Ross, who demanded winning at Canasta before landing his plane, and Larry King, who dropped tactics when Ted Turner personally requested his CNN stay. Being authentic is essential. Forced styles rarely succeed. While negotiators use five main approaches, avoiding, compromise, accommodation, competition, or collaboration, research shows successful attorneys are predominantly cooperative, 65%, rather than competitive, 24%. Sony's principled negotiation exemplifies this wisdom. When Bulova offered a large order for Sony's transistor radios under their brand, CEO Akio Morita declined, instead accepting a smaller deal that preserved Sony's name, a decision he later celebrated as his best. Studies prove ambitious negotiators outperform modest ones. Those targeting $6.10 achieved $6.25, while those aiming for $2.10 averaged only $3.35. People often set modest goals from fear or lack of information. To maintain focus during negotiations, keep your goals physically present, even as a written reminder. The success of negotiations often depends on effectively using standards and norms that define what's fair. A telling example comes from the Philippines. When a farmer borrowed two pigs, a dispute over interest was resolved using the natural rate of interest standard, with an elder mediating a solution that satisfied both parties while collecting his own fee. Standards are effective because people need to appear consistent and rational. A powerful technique is creating a positioning theme, a memorable phrase that frames your position. The Teamsters Union exemplified this during their UPS strike with "Part-Time America Won't Work," which united 180,000 strikers and resonated with public opinion. Negotiation success also depends on relationship building and trust. The norm of reciprocity guides trust formation, as illustrated when J.P. Morgan paid Andrew Carnegie more than asked during the 1873 financial panic, earning Carnegie's lifelong loyalty. Building working relationships relies on three key principles: the similarity principle, we trust those like ourselves; meaningful gestures of good faith; and relationship networks that establish credibility through mutual connections. Understanding the other party's true interests is fundamental to effective negotiation. Kelly Sarber won a premium waste management contract by promising beach restoration sand, addressing an unstated but crucial concern. Even experienced negotiators miss shared goals about 50% of the time. Three barriers prevent discovering mutual interests: confirmation bias, seeing what we expect; fixed pie thinking, assuming negotiations must be competitive; and over-accommodation, avoiding probing questions. Skilled negotiators devote 40% of planning time to exploring shared interests versus 10% for average negotiators, leading to twice as many settlement options. To understand needs, first identify the decision makers. While companies have policies, people negotiate. One MBA student secured tuition debt relief by connecting with an entrepreneur's own experience as a former debt-burdened student. shared interests exist even in contentious situations. During a hospital merger, an axe placed on the table symbolized beating competition together. When First Union's $16 billion Core States acquisition stalled, creating a $100 million community foundation, just 0.5% of the deal, addressed the CEO's charitable concerns and unlocked the agreement. Negotiation follows four key stages: preparation, like slowing at an intersection; information exchange, making eye contact; proposing and concession making, waving others through; and commitment, driving through. Preparation requires analyzing your strategic situation based on two factors: relationship importance and outcome stakes. Different styles suit different scenarios. Accommodating people excel in cooperative relationships, low stakes, important relationship. Avoidant types handle tacit coordination, low stakes, limited relationship. And competitive people thrive in competitive transactions, high stakes, limited relationship. Information exchange focuses on building rapport and understanding interests. Cultural awareness matters. New York negotiators move quickly, while Riyadh negotiators prioritize relationships. Top negotiators listen more than they talk, asking twice as many questions as average ones. Research on the anchor effect shows that making the first offer can advantageously set the negotiation range. Opening numbers create psychological anchors that influence subsequent discussions. After your initial concession, decrease amounts gradually as you near your bottom line. The final phase requires securing real commitment, where the other party has something to lose. Build commitments through progressive steps, social rituals, public announcements, written agreements, and simultaneous exchanges where both sides perform together. Ethics are central to negotiation as we balance self-interest with moral duties. Our choices reveal character and often require quick decisions, like whether to disclose an item's true value or accept deception as part of the process. Three ethical frameworks exist. The poker school sees negotiation as a game where anything legal is acceptable. The idealist school applies everyday moral standards, and the pragmatist school blends both, accepting some tactical deception while avoiding outright lies. Watch for unethical tactics, especially in competitive situations with power imbalances. Build relationships where possible, as they tend to elevate ethical behavior. With strangers, invoke mutual connections to engage reputation concerns. Successful negotiation is 90% attitude and 10% technique. The right mindset combines realism, intelligence, and self-respect. Consider Bill Siegel, who saved a historic building by orchestrating multiple deals, securing city funding, state grants, tax breaks, and tenants before selling to a developer. His negotiation created value for everyone involved. Gender affects negotiation patterns. Studies show 57% of men, but only 7% of women, negotiate initial salary offers. This gap stems not from inherent differences, but from women's concerns about social backlash for violating nurturing stereotypes. Women can overcome this by framing negotiations as collaborative problem-solving, while organizations should clarify what's negotiable. Cultural differences also shape negotiation styles. Japanese negotiators typically prioritize relationship building over deal terms, while Americans often prefer direct discussion. Understanding these cultural approaches helps negotiators adapt their strategies effectively. Successful negotiators across cultures share four fundamental traits: thorough preparation, high expectations, patient listening, and personal integrity. These universal principles, combined with cultural awareness, drive negotiation success globally. The path to effective negotiation starts with mindset, viewing every interaction as an opportunity to negotiate. By embracing these core principles and understanding cultural nuances, you can master the art of strategic negotiation.